But at 1 minute past 12, it's time for us to take a look at some state and local stories we're following for you today here in the WMOT newsroom. Good afternoon. This is Mike Osborne. Memphis police say they're following up on allegations that ex-amateur athletic union president Robert Bobby Dodd molested children. Officers said yesterday they had received no formal complaints about such attacks, just a report from the AAU about the matter. ESPN reported Friday that two former basketball players have already accused Dodd of molesting them as children. The AAU has confirmed that it's investigating the claims, which reportedly date from the 1980s. One of the players, 43-year-old Ralph West, told ESPN's Outside the Lines he was assaulted in Memphis in 1984. AAU Acting President Louise Stout says that the 63-year-old Dodd has colon cancer and will not return to his positions as president and executive director. Governor Bill Haslam says he wants to leave it up to local governments to decide whether to set their own wage requirements for contractors. Haslam's stance puts him at odds with some fellow Republicans in the state General Assembly. Two Republican legislators have announced plans to submit a measure that would ban higher wage requirements set by local governments and repeal those standards already enacted. Vanderbilt sociologist Daniel Cornfield says several studies are underway right now in the U.S. to determine if so-called living wage measures help or hurt. But at present, he says there's little evidence one way or the other.
The debate right now is a theoretical argument, really, about whether or not or how government should intervene in the wage determination process.
Governor Haslam told reporters yesterday that he's, as he put it, not a fan of the living wage, but that those decisions should be left to counties and cities. Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation will be traveling to Tennessee in 2013. The document signed by President Lincoln in 1863 will be on display at the Tennessee State Museum for just 6 days. It's all part of Tennessee's commemoration of the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War. Confederate apologists often note that Lincoln's proclamation only freed slaves in the Confederacy. State Museum Chief Curator Dan Pomeroy says Lincoln actually had few other options.
The Constitution protected slavery, so the president had no authority to abolish slavery. He did have the authority to take a war measure, so this was taken as a effort to assist in the Union victory. But there is no question about Lincoln's attitude towards slavery, and there is equally no question that this was a giant step forward to the ultimate abolition of slavery.
The State Museum is paying $450,000 to bring the documents to Tennessee. Middle Tennessee can expect another difficult La Nina winter. The National Service outlook for December through February for the state calls for warmer than normal temperatures, but wetter than usual conditions. Nashville forecaster Bobby Boyd says that means more ice than usual.
We may be looking at some icy conditions, perhaps a freezing rain event or two. That doesn't mean we won't have some snow. We certainly will, I'm sure. But I think we're going to be a little bit closer to more icy conditions at times.
The Tennessee Department of Transportation says it's ready for an icy winter. DDOT has increased its winter weather budget to more than $15 million, up nearly $1 million from last year. Last year's harsh weather led to shortages of road salt. TDOT spokesperson Deanna Lambert says the agency is determined not to let that happen again.
This year they decided to go, I do believe, with three contractors. So therefore, if one were to have problems, then we have two other suppliers to dip into.
Tennessee's snow removal strategy is to focus first on clearing interstates and heavily traveled state routes before clearing less traveled roads. Well, if history repeats itself, then Blue Raider basketball fans are in for a real treat tonight when Middle Tennessee hosts Belmont. Chip Walters has a preview for us.
The Blue Raider men's basketball team looks to avenge its early season double overtime loss to Belmont when the Bruins return to Murfreesboro tonight for a rematch. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. Central Time. As a matter of fact, the last two times these teams have met, the game has gone to double overtime. Middle leads the overall series with Belmont 19-12, but the Bruins have won the last four. Tip-off 7 o'clock, audio on the Blue Raider Network and TV on ESPN3.com. For WMOT News, I'm Chip Walters.